Thank you. May it please the court. My name is Michael Wookmer. This is an appeal of an injunction entered by the district court at the request of the city of Menasha, Wisconsin, to block American Bank's right of access to public records under Wisconsin law.
Actually, it's pronounced Menasha.
Menasha. Excuse me. Menasha. We contend that was an incorrect and erroneous decision under the federal laws. The PSLRA. A and the S and the SLUSHA, because the request for public records is not discovery under the definition of that act. In fact, it's conclusively established for this case, in all respects, that the documents which the American Bank requested were public records. Menasha has never challenged that.
These entities, Menasha City, Menasha Utilities, Menasha Steam Utility, they're all governmental, right?
All of them, yes.
All governmental. So all their records are their corporate records. They're all actually government documents. They're
all
no government. Private. They're no private investors or.
All government public documents were what was requested in the specific request that was made in September of 2009. And under the law, a request for public records is not a discovery proceeding. And there has been no case that I'm aware of in the United States that has found it as such. If you confirm and uphold the district court decision today, finding such, it would be the first one.
Now, would these documents you're asking for, so your client is an investor or lent money to Menasha?
Our client was one of many investors that purchased
bond
anticipation notes. Yes.
The documents that you're seeking, would they include the other bond indentures?
They wouldn't include a request for them, but I'm sure that the documents that are being requested are going to be expansive and all-inclusive. If you look at the specific request that was made, it includes not only things that involve the investment, but the ongoing operations of the steam utility, how the city handled the money.
I'm just asking whether the request includes non-governmental documents, business documents, such as the bonds that the other bond indentures, bond contracts that other lenders
It does not request anything that wouldn't be considered a public document under Wisconsin law. And to the extent that Wisconsin law would exclude anything that would be a private, attorney-client privilege, work product, and so forth, we would not expect that to be disclosed. Only those things which are public documents, contracts, the use of the funds, budgets, plans, decisions of the city councilors, and so forth. And that is what the city of Menasha has indicated we cannot have. So The law in Wisconsin, according to the executive branch, the Attorney General's guidelines, says 10 days is what Menasha should have to respond to such a request. It's now been over a year since that request has been made. Menasha, importantly, never filed a motion to stay the request for public records when it was served in September. In fact, waited and just didn't respond, which under Wisconsin law is an egregious violation, subjects them to not only attorney's fees, damages, but punitive damages. That's how much of a right it is under Wisconsin law for citizens to have these documents, the same as it is in almost every state, and including the United States under the Freedom of Information Act. And here, because and only because the city of Menasha refused to comply, well, it started to comply and then it changed its mind, then a mandamus action had to be filed, and this is where it gets us to.
Has Menasha complained that producing these documents to you would be costly?
Well, actually, they have not complained, and the reason for that is that under Wisconsin law, and that's a very important point, because under Wisconsin law, we have the obligation to pay for the production of those documents, not just the copies, but the actual time of the citizens that are involved in gathering the documents and producing them. Very different than anything that would occur in discovery. That's why it's one reason it's not discovery. When we had to file a mandamus action. Now, this is important, too, because a mandamus action is not a discovery proceeding. It is an action that we had to file under Wisconsin law to require the city to perform its duty. It is a required to perform its official act, its administrative functions. No discovery requests, no discovery rules, no motions, nothing like that. And the district court, when it received this, actually it was the magistrate first, looked at this and said, this is different than a FOIA request. Actually, it's exactly the same. But that point was missed by the magistrate judge. It's different than a FOIA request because it wasn't a request for public records. It was a separate lawsuit filed for the purposes of obtaining discovery, which clearly it was not. What SLUSHA is intended to prohibit, a strike suit, a similar suit on the merits under a state law to obtain documents, which this was, or not to obtain, but to circumvent the statute, to file a similar securities action so it can then initiate discovery proceedings. That was a loophole. Congress says we don't want that. We closed it off. Request for public records is not mentioned in SLUSHA as a prohibition because it's not discovery. And Congress is presumed to know that when we say discovery is not prohibited or is prohibited, that does not include a request for public records. Again, no case has said that. We got an odd decision here, because an odd situation, because what we have is a statute which is designed to protect the defendant in the securities action, and instead we have a defendant that is using it to violate public law under the state of Wisconsin. Turns the statute, turns the policy exactly on its head. And that statute was never designed to protect a municipality like Menasha from disclosing public records to its citizens. Wisconsin law should and does decide that. In addition to for there not to be any public showing, I think it's important to note that these documents are necessary to, under Wisconsin law, as public policy, just as everywhere else, to invite discussion. We want to be able to see, you know, how funds were used and what government officials were doing, and now the government officials are using this statute to protect against any criticism, to prohibit any discussion by its citizens of its probable wrongdoing, and standing behind a statute that never had the intent of doing of creating that kind of a shield. So the action that we're seeking is not against SLUSHA. It's not prohibited on the face of the statute. What Menasha wants you to do is to write that prohibition into the statute. Right into the statute that says cannot seek public records. Congress didn't put it in there for the reason that the law requires it. And Congress could have changed it many times and did not. I don't, unless you have any questions, I don't have anything to say I want to reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal.
That's fine, Mr. Wickmore. Saltarelli?
Good morning. May it please the Court. My name is Joseph Saltarelli on behalf of the appellee, City of Menasha. Before I address the jurisdictional issue here, I'd like to touch upon something that Mr. Wickmore said in his argument with respect to that these documents were clearly not sought for discovery purposes. I think that is belied by the record very clearly, because if you supplemental appendix 34 lists, and there's many spots in the record, lists the documents.
Obviously, they wanted to help in there. So, look, what if a newspaper asked for all these documents? Would they be released to it?
Your Honor, if another entity asked.
That's my question.
Yes.
All right.
I think
good would it do you? I mean, then they'd all be out. They'd be all out in the public, and they could refer to it in their case.
Well, Your Honor, there's nothing that can be done to stop another entity or a newspaper or a citizen from doing it.
What if they suggested to the Menasha Times or whatever, there's a newspaper in Menasha, what if they said, hey, you know, there's interesting stuff here. We have this lawsuit. Maybe there's a scandal. We think you ought to request these documents and publish them, of course. Would that be...
Your Honor, I think that would be crossing the line, because if you go into the City of Austin case, where Judge Hamilton ruled in that case that there and did not issue a stay, the reason he did not is because
he can't talk to a newspaper.
No, Your Honor, the key question is whether there is collusion between the plaintiff in the securities case who is subject to a stay. I mean, we didn't dictate or choose or tell the plaintiff bondholders here to file a 10B claim. They decided to do that rather than seek breach of contract.
So you're saying that the stay, properly interpreted, prevents American Bank from suggesting to a newspaper that it might like to request this document?
I think it would raise a question, Your Honor, that would have to be explored by the district court.
That's not an answer.
I think it would...
That's not... You're not answering my question.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. Your question again?
Does a stay, in your view, prevent that?
Yes. It would prevent a party taking some effort to collude with another party to try to get these records, because the goal then is circumvention.
Collude. I said if they say to a newspaper, we've brought this lawsuit and we think there's monkey business in Menasha, and you may want to invoke your rights under the Public Records Act to get these documents and publish them. Does that violate the stay?
I think it would, Your Honor, because I don't think there would be any material difference.
Strange. Okay, I think,
I don't
is,
think
that is your position. It's a little strange.
Well, if I may, Your Honor.
I think your whole case is very strange, because the purpose of the discovery bar is to prevent the plaintiffs in these securities cases from forcing a settlement by imposing heavy defense costs before the court has had a chance to decide whether it's a plausible case. That's the purpose. If they're going to pay for all this stuff, it'll still be some extra cost to you, because they'll mention it in their complaint and then you'll have to, think of some answer. But that's minimal. You're not going to have to be responding and paying, paralegals to search a million emails.
Well, the record makes clear that there are quite a few documents at stake here, Your Honor, and the statute talks about $250. But let me talk about the other.
How does that respond to my point? I don't get that.
Your Honor,
It doesn't matter how many documents are. The point is, you're not going to have to hire teams of lawyers and paralegals to go through your internal records in order to respond to some discovery demand.
No, Your Honor, but the city would have to make sure that the documents that are being requested, they would still have to go through them for privilege and other purposes. Not necessarily every document is going to qualify as an open record. Some of these documents relate to a contractor. They may, as you indicated earlier, they may not necessarily be government documents of the city, but documents by the contractor who was hired to construct the steam utility. So those documents are not sort of just turned over wholesale. There is an element of time and review.
But it's not turned over by you in your litigation capacity. You have to comply with the. You'd have the same costs if a newspaper, right?
It's the cost of the open records law.
Your Honor, yes. If another party does that, that is correct.
Well, why does it make any difference?
It makes a difference, Your Honor, only if the purpose of the request...
Doesn't say anything about that. The statute just gives the federal court the authority to stay discovery proceedings in any private action in a state court. And I don't see how or in what sense an open records request under state law to a municipality is a discovery proceeding in a private action in a state court.
Well,
it doesn't fit that terminology.
It is similar to the action that was considered by Judge Hamilton in City of Austin, Your Honor.
Very different than that.
Well, it was a shareholder action, and the issue there was any other shareholder who is not affiliated or associated with the plaintiff and is not going to work with the plaintiff so that the plaintiff could use the document. That is a very similar situation. If American Bank here went out and talked to any other entity totally unrelated to the bondholders and said...
That doesn't make any difference to what this statute means and what constitutes a discovery proceeding in a private action in a state court.
Well, Your Honor,
That's the only authority that the court has here, is to issue a stay against a discovery proceeding in a private action in state court.
Well,
this isn't a discovery proceeding. It's an open records request that proceeds against the municipality administratively, initially, on the filing of a request by any requester under Wisconsin law. And then if there's noncompliance by the municipality, there's a mandamus action that is brought to force the municipality to comply with its ministerial duty. And there are very few defenses to that.
But Your Honor,
it's not a private action, and it's not a discovery proceeding.
Well, Your Honor, the statute speaks of any private state action, and the mandamus action is that private action.
Yes, but this is not a discovery proceeding in any private action in a state court. The presence of the word in suggests that the discovery proceeding is part of the state action, not
Well, Your Honor, respectfully, I'm not sure there's a substantive difference between that discussion, that analysis of the open records and mandamus proceeding, and the Delaware shareholder proceeding, because that is, in of itself, simply a proceeding to obtain corporate records.
Oh, there's a substantive difference between that that corporate procedure under Delaware law and the Wisconsin open records law, which is very robust. Let's put it that way.
Your Honor, if I may, what I was alluding to earlier, then,
the paradox in your position is that the purpose of the law is to force securities plaintiffs to do more pre-complaint investigation instead of doing minimal investigation and then using discovery at great cost to the defendant to fill out their case. Now, what in your opinion is permissible pre-complaint investigation by a plaintiff that doesn't constitute discovery?
Your Honor, if you're suggesting that they could have sought these open records before filing the suit in federal court and use some of these records as part of their case or building their case.
Is that what you're saying?
Your Honor, I'm not disputing that. They could have done that because there was no stay in effect. But these plaintiffs who have a breach of contract case and a bond default case chose to file a 10B case.
Whether they do it before or after? What does that make some sort of sense?
Your Honor, the difference is that they chose to file a 10B claim, and they subjected themselves to the stay of discovery in the PSLRA.
So their timing was wrong. They should have asked earlier. That's all that's involved in this case.
Well, Your Honor, that's not for me to say their timing was wrong. What I am saying, Your Honor, if they're choosing to file a securities law, a federal securities claim, is what put them in this situation.
Why would a rational Congress make such a distinction? Why would they care? I mean, discovery is obviously something you do after the case commences. But here you're saying this form of what you call discovery can be done pre-complaint, and that's fine. Now, why is that a good thing to say it can be done pre-complaint but not post-complaint?
Your Honor, I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, what's the sense of it?
I'm saying
the sense
of the stay is to require
Answer my question. What is the sense of Congress saying you can invoke this law the day before you're suing so you can fill out your complaint, but as soon as the suit is brought and the stay goes into effect, you can't? Now, why would Congress want to make that distinction?
Your Honor, I don't believe that Congress necessarily had this type of a statute in mind when it passed this statute.
So you want us to give a broad interpretation to the word discovery without any theory as to why Congress would have wanted the courts to give a broad interpretation to it?
Well, Your Honor,
this is not discovery in the conventional sense. Discovery is the only word in the statute. You want us to read discovery broadly. Which is fine. We can do that. But to do that, we need a reason.
The reason, Your Honor, is to further the goal, the principal goal.
It doesn't do that because they can, whatever inconvenience they impose on you or anything, they can do that before they file the suit. And so I'm asking, why would Congress want to make the filing of this suit and this stay the critical event that affects your right, that affects the preemption of this state statute?
Your Honor, the congressional goal here was to prevent circumvention.
But it doesn't do that because the plaintiff can do the identical thing a few days earlier. So how does that further a congressional goal?
Enforcing the stay now does further that goal, Your Honor, because the plaintiff has an out.
People will say, all right, Mr. Saltarelli told us all you do to get around this rule he's advocating for, you just ask, you know, just invoke your state rights before you file a suit. That's all you have to do to beat it. So it's just pure technicality.
I want to get back a second to your intent argument. Is that really what's the break point here, that if you have evidence of intent when the suit is filed and then this request is made, as opposed to there is no evidence, I suspect, under your analysis of intent
to avoid
the federal statute?
Yeah, I think that's correct, Your Honor, because the intent goes to the intent to do what? The intent to circumvent the discovery stay. Judge Hamilton in City of Austin said, I'm not going to grant the stay because this shareholder is not related to the plaintiff. He has agreed to sign a confidentiality form which says I won't give those documents to the plaintiff. In this case, American Bank is one of the plaintiffs. It's the same set of lawyers. They're asking for documents that are clearly documents related. In fact, their mandamus complaint says, as justification, that the city intentionally concealed information from specifically petitioner as well as the public in connection with the issuance of the bond.
I appreciate what you're saying, but back to Judge Posner's inquiry. If they had made this action or this request prior to filing, we just wouldn't have the evidence that you've just offered up as being involved.
I think that's correct, Your Honor.
But is that where we should go? I mean, this will be a standalone win if you're successful, because in the future one would read this decision make this request.
I think it's the upshot of the statute, Your Honor. These plaintiffs have filed a complaint. They have now filed an amended complaint.
You're missing the point. The point is, what they did here is not discovery. It's not discovery. It has a similar purpose, maybe similar consequences in some respect. But you have to show us that discovery should be read very broadly, that word, very broadly. You haven't given a reason.
Well, Your Honor, I think the cases all say that this stay provision should be read liberally. The legislative history says it should be applied liberally in order to further the purpose that Congress intended.
But as Judge Flom was just saying, it doesn't further the purpose. This is just, they just made a mistake. They asked at the wrong time. And in the future, everybody will ask earlier, and defendants will have gained absolutely nothing.
Well, I respectfully disagree that it doesn't further the purpose. Now it would further the purpose. It would further the purpose that Congress intended, because it would not allow these plaintiffs to bolster their complaint or now say, well, we can respond to the motion to dismiss, which has been fully briefed and submitted, all that work done. Well, we now have all these new documents that we tried to get. Your Honor, I see my time is up. If you have any questions about the jurisdictional, because I think there is a
okay. Thank you, Mr. Saltarelli.
Thank you,
Mr.
Your Honor.
Wachmer, you have anything further?
Thank you. Just two minor points, and that is, following the discussion that was had here a few moments ago, if we had researched this to the nth degree before we filed, there would not have been any indication anywhere that we should ask for just public records before versus after, because it doesn't make a difference. And the reason it doesn't make a difference is Congress never had the intent to exclude public records. If it did, he would have said so.
How do we know that?
Well, because it refers to discovery.
Because it doesn't mention the
well, it does not mention it. And discovery is very, very well defined in federal rules, in many decisions, at every point. Supreme Court, courts
so
of appeals.
What definition of discovery would you suggest should be incorporated in an opinion favoring your position?
Favoring my opinion?
What should be the the reference point for the term discovery?
Discovery is a request that arises in the context of a lawsuit to determine to ascertain relevant admissible evidence through the use of discovery tools, which didn't occur here. This is a right that's created under state law that is completely...
Well, the common sense would dictate you were about a discovery type inquiry here. Is that correct?
But not just for discovery type inquiry, for a lot of other reasons.
I appreciate that. But does it fall under the rubric of commonly understood inquiries regarding discovery?
Absolutely not, in my opinion. Because it seeks information which is far broader, that goes to the operate. Menasha didn't close when this lawsuit was filed, or when the securities were sold. Menasha continued in business, and the inquiries which are made, if you look very specifically at them, which the district court, at least from reading the opinions, never did, you will see that the request went far broader than the issues just in this lawsuit.
It's a substantive right rather than a procedural tool.
Exactly. And my final point is that if this court should determine that filing a mandamus action to enforce the ministerial functions of the government is a discovery proceeding, then we would be left without any remedy whatsoever. And the reason we'd be – and the city of Menasha, would be able to violate the Wisconsin law with impunity, which it has been doing now for 13 months. And it could hide from its citizens all the actions that we're demanding that it stand up and be responsible for.
Couldn't you obtain relief from a district court, once the federal district court, and get this information once discovery is determined to be appropriate in this area?
Well, and the answer to that would be obviously yes, but the problem is that might occur a year, 2 years, or 3 years later than when you ask for it. And under Wisconsin law, you have a right to get it within 10 days. And the city is hiding behind this statue saying it's a shield when it was never intended to be one. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.